the 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Scientists long thought that hummingbird tongues used capillary action, a phenomenon in which liquid flows through narrow areas, even working against gravity, to slurp up floral nectar. Researchers got this intriguing but wrong idea because the birds have long grooves in their tongues that look like open cylinders. But capillary action is slow, at least by hummingbird standards. Using high-speed videos, researchers have determined that hummingbird tongues act as elastic micropumps, allowing the birds to feed at rapid speeds. After zipping toward a flower, a hummingbird flattens its outstretched tongue, and the compressed tongue remains flattened until it contacts the nectar. After contact with the nectar's surface, the tongue reshapes, filling entirely with nectar. To pull in the nectar, the top of the tongue bends, so it is no longer flat, and this bending stores elastic energy. That energy helps draw the nectar out of the flower and into the bird's mouth. This fast technique allows the bird to drain between 5 and 10 drops of nectar from a flower within 15 milliseconds, or about 1/100th of a second. The elastic micropump method allows hummingbirds to lick a flower up to 20 times per second, or at 20 hertz.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.